Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the show. You are listening to details of the Wake Up Call coming to you, as always, from Malaysia, and I am your host, Richard Martin, speaking to you on Monday, April the 10th, 2017. You know, I have a feeling that this new attack in Syria is another false flag. It wouldn't make any sense for the Assad regime to use chemical weapons at this point. Thanks to the assistance of Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah, the Assad regime is winning as the civil war, and the only thing that could possibly turn the tide now would be military intervention by the United States. So, if Assad did actually use chemical weapons against a bunch of defenseless citizens on Tuesday, it would have been the stupidest strategic move that he could possibly have made. Well, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. Yet another U-turn. You know, he said before the election, he said a number of things which made it very clear how he felt about the Syrian situation. And I will just read you five of them. He said, "The only reason President Obama wants to attack Syria is to save face over his very dumb red line statement. Do not attack Syria. Fix USA." That was one tweet. Another one was in all in caps. "Again, to our very foolish leader, do not attack Syria. If you do, many very bad things will happen, and from that fight, the US gets nothing." And then another tweet, "President Obama, do not attack Syria. There is no upside and tremendous downside. Save your, in quotes, powder for another and more important day." And another, "We should stop talking, stay out of Syria and other countries that hate us, rebuild our own country and make it strong and great again. USA. And finally, "What will we get for bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-term conflict? Obama needs congressional approval." There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't be plainer than that. And I am very, very, very disappointed in Trump. All right, well, much more on this and other matters. I'll be talking in a very great deal about what I call the horror of retirement. It's not a pleasant subject to address, and I am going to give it my all today. It's going to be a long screed, but I suggest very much that you listen, and to do that, you will need to go to the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call .podbean.com website, find the donate button, follow the instructions, and please donate $70 a quarter, which is automatically deducted from your cards every quarter. And if that's too much, then you may reduce it, but I will ask for a minimum, please, of $30 a quarter. All right, so that's it. And so please look forward to the next edition of the Wake Up Call, which will be coming to you on Friday. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye for now.
And there you have it. You decide.